This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golz. I was on vacation while preparing scripts for this program. In addition, I read a book by Charles Swindoll, Intimacy with the Almighty. As I reflected on what his book said, I realized the impact thought I shared over the past 2 weeks had a blind spot in it, a glaring blind spot. God doesn't just want us to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity. He wants us to experience a companionship with Him. Paul emphasized this in Philippians 4:19, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." In many other places, we're reminded that without Him, we can do nothing. That's why Paul considered all his own human efforts as worthless rubbish. In exchange, he determined to press on to know Christ more intimately, Philippians 3:10. Reflecting further on the study we did, I realized each of the individuals I used as illustrations of the impact thought agreed with Paul. It's clear that Joseph had an intimate relationship with God as he walked, worked, and worshiped through the many setbacks he experienced in his years in Egypt. Had he not experienced companionship with God through it all, he would not have concluded what he declared to his brothers in Genesis 50:20. "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." God was in the trenches at Joseph's side, accomplishing his purpose in him and through him. Yes, God wants us to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity and a growing relationship with Him while we live in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence.